So how do we know, the scientific community appreciates scholarly work. So can we scientifically prove the validity of scriptures? Actually, recently I was in a class after somebody asked a question, you know, can we scientifically prove the existence of God? So I explained that first of all, you know, science cannot even prove that you exist. Science can prove that your body exists, your heart exists, your brain exists, but you as a conscious center of awareness, you as a person who experiences emotions, where is that in that body? No, that's not there anywhere. According to science, we can even do heart transplant, we can replace parts of the brain, but that is not you. So science is a very powerful body of knowledge. At the same time, it is limited. With the medical science is all meant to heal people from pain. But with all of medical science, is there something called a painometer? If somebody's got a fracture, how much pain are they experiencing? This, we can have an X-ray which shows how much the bone is fractured. There's no painometer. You know, if a boy and a girl want to form a relationship and get married, can they get some, can they place a love-o-meter on their heart and find out, do you really love me? No. So there is so much in our life which cannot be, it is real, but it cannot be measured. Einstein said that, and the others have also said it before him, that all that counts is not countable. All that counts is not countable, and all that is countable doesn't count. So there is much to our life which is irreducible, which is not countable, but it counts. So similarly, when we refer to scripture, now what exactly are we referring to within scripture? As I said, that scripture ultimately gives us knowledge of the origin, value and purpose. What is it that we are meant to live for? So if we consider scriptural knowledge to be a circle, a big circle, within that there may be some sections which agree with science. Some things which don't make sense with respect to science. But the major part of scripture is beyond science. It is not unscientific. Scripture is not unscientific. Scripture is transscientific. Scripture is not against science. Scripture is above science. It is giving us a different kind of knowledge. Now, if we look at scripture, the knowledge that it gives, it forms a coherent body of knowledge which explains things systematically. So, we should value science, but we shouldn't overvalue science and make it the prism through which, the filter through which we look at everything in the world. We don't do that in our normal day-to-day functioning also. You know, then we have a big brain surgeon. If he comes back home and he finds his wife is upset with him, you know, will he tell, come, let me do a brain scan to find out why are you upset? She will say, you go and scan where you have lost your brain. So, science has its role and it's very powerful. When we study scripture, we study it for values. For values about how to live our life. And as I said, science is amoral. So, it cannot make any statements about values, whether they are right or wrong. Now, of course, scripture does talk about reality, such as the soul or God or the spiritual world, the relationship between soul and God. These themselves, because they are spiritual and science looks for material explanations to material phenomena, they cannot be quantified and measured. But what can be measured? If at all we are looking for scientific explanations or scientific demonstrations, we can see objectively that the values that scripture teaches, if we adopt them in our life, that brings about observable positive transformation in our lives. We can see there are thousands of people all over the world who were addicted to many different things. And just by practicing the principles of Bhakti Yoga, they become free from their addictions. Srila Prabhupada himself, he came at the time of the counterculture when there were many people who were addicted to drugs. And even the US government with all its might did not know how to deal with these people. But Prabhupada inspired them to chant Hare Krishna. And they gave up their addictions. And not just one or two, hundreds, thousands. So if we look for scientific in terms of empirically measurable, the fundamental truths of spirituality are trans-scientific. But the effects of spirituality are empirically demonstrable. No, it's not just one person in a remote part of the world. It's thousands, even millions of people all over the world who have been transformed. So in that sense of verifiability, of repeatability, not of the core truths of spirituality, but the effects of spiritual practice, that is something which is there. Like I was in Detroit and I had a long meeting with a neurologist. He has just done a whole study of around a number of subjects on the effects of mantra meditation on the brain. And he has found, objectively documented, that the same effect that comes on the brain by if a person is having a panic attack. And then there are medicines which are given to curb their panic attack. If a person is habituated to chanting, their brain calms down in the same way through chanting as happens through medication by a panic attack. So he's going to publish this in Science and other papers, other journals eventually. And he is a very respected scientific body of a very respected hospital. So I'll conclude this answer in two parts. As there is ontology, which is the nature of reality, and there is functionality, which is how things function. So the nature of reality is something which is just beyond science. So when we study scripture for understanding the nature of reality, that is not unscientific, it is trans-scientific. If we study scripture for values, again, science doesn't talk anything about values. But the effect of living according to certain values, the effect of chanting Hare Krishna, effect of practicing Bhakti Yoga, that positive transformation that happens, that is empirically demonstrable in terms of people's behavior. And now it is also being empirically demonstrated in terms of brain functions. So in that sense, the transformation from scriptural living can be empirically demonstrated, scientifically correlated. The essential principles of scripture, the essential truths of scripture, they are trans-scientific.